Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen. He's going to check in to get his viewpoints on Brent Grimes and the deal that he signed. Andy, how's everything going this offseason?
Good, John. How are you doing?
Everything's great. I was reading your 6 at 6 on Dolphins.com about the thoughts of signing Brent Grimes to that multi-year deal, the $32 million deal, 16 of that guaranteed. I had my offseason priority checklist, and that was number one along with the offensive line. And I'm glad that the Miami Dolphins addressed that in before free agency started to get Brent Grimes in here for a long-term deal because he was the difference maker for this football team in 2013.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's a quality player. You can make the argument that he was the best player on the defense last year, but to have a guy in the prime of his career, he's 30 years old, as a shutdown corner, as somebody who doesn't mind and looks forward to going against the best receiver on the other team, has great value. And the Dolphins clearly saw that and were very prudent. In aggressively going after Grimes, it was a win-win situation. It was a win for the team. It created more salary cap flexibility. It was a win for Grimes. It solidified his standing with the team. It locked him up for a few years. It gave him the sense of confidence. And now the Dolphins can take that piece of the puzzle, or your point on your checklist, as you referred to, and move on to other things, and that's a very comforting feeling right now.
It is, because we were just discussing in the last segment, Andy, about the disappointment of the 2013 draft class, and when you look at Brent Grimes in the offseason free agent signing of last year, he was definitely the bright spot. You know, along with Mike Wallace, the way he played the game, it's hard to believe that he had a ruptured Achilles just 2 years ago and sat out for a full season because he looked like a kid, and I'm glad the Miami Dolphins really didn't pay too much attention to his age, because he doesn't play and he doesn't practice like his age says on a piece of paper.
No, he doesn't. And you know, a year ago at this time, when they brought him in, we didn't know what the Dolphins were getting. We didn't know whether an Achilles injury like the one he had would debilitate him going on into this year. You know, only during mini camp, the off-season workouts, and into training camp, did it become pretty apparent to us, I mean, to the people that were watching, that this was a special player and this was an outstanding athlete. And you know, as you dug deeper into his past and 27 interceptions in college at Shippensburg and undrafted rookie, and you saw a story of perseverance, and you saw a story of talent, and you saw a clear indication that size doesn't always matter. And as Brent said to me, and I said in my column the other day, there's no real way to measure heart. And this is a guy who is off the charts when it comes to heart. And the Dolphins saw that last season, and now we're going to get to see it for three or four more seasons.
Andy, we've addressed the left corner position, obviously, with Brent Grimes. We've got Rashad Jones at the safety position. What do we do about the rest? We heard there's interest for Nolan Carroll elsewhere in the NFL. You got your young boys, Jamar Taylor and Will Davis. Chris Clemens' situation, Jimmy Wilson. What do we do with the rest of the secondary now that we have just two positions that are pretty locked in? Dimitri Patterson's situation. A lot to talk about that secondary.
Hi, OJ. How you been, buddy?
Good, Andy.
yeah, there are a lot of decisions in the secondary, but there's decisions all over this football team, and it really is like a puzzle during the offseason, and they have to decide which pieces of that puzzle they want to keep from last year, which ones they want to discard, and what new pieces they want to bring in. And I think with Dennis Hickey here now, I really believe the roster is being evaluated all over again. I think you're seeing a fresh set of eyes, a different perspective, and it's really hard to read what he thinks on specific players, what Joe Philbin thinks on specific players. And unfortunately, it's going to take the actions of the team and the moves over the next several weeks and several months to really get a feel for what they think of these players. Sean mentioned the rookie class from last year earlier. You know, I'm a staunch believer that you don't know if a rookie class is good until after their second season. So, you know, it's wide open on these guys right now. But deep down, you know, they're evaluating. They've lived with these guys. It'll be very interesting to see where they think the biggest priorities are, which players they deem worthy of returning, because there were a significant amount of changes on this roster a year ago, and I envision an equally significant amount of changes on the roster this year.
Andy, let's talk about the real need remaining on this this team for the Miami Dolphins, the offensive line. Keith Sims here. I know the guys wanted to avoid it here. But now that we – and I'm glad we did Brent Grimes first. But now I think all of our attention, draft and free agent, has to focus on the offensive line. I know the names people are talking about, Brandon Albert, Eugene Monroe from the Baltimore Ravens. But I'm thinking, have you dug deep? I've been looking at a lot of different guys and the different connections. John Benton, our new offensive line coach, coached Wade Smith, a former Dolphin, who's a guard, was a free agent. Guy like Anthony Collins from Cincinnati played left tackle. Do you think we need to go big name and put out the number one contract out there for offensive linemen, or do we cherry pick and find the diamonds in the rough to this point?
Boy, I think they need to be creative, Keith. I think they need to go to several different sources. I mean, we're talking about rebuilding an offensive line. Mm-hmm. You've got Pouncey at center, and we don't know what his status is right now with the NFL, but assuming that he's fine, you've got four other spots where there are serious questions about. I see the Dolphins signing a relatively big-name free agent because you can't count on the draft to fill all those needs. I see a guard and a tackle coming in free agency, but I see the Dolphins being aggressive and creative in other areas as well, whether it's Canada, whether it's undrafted rookies after the draft, whether it's guys who are just out there right now that they think they have an upside. They need to bring in, everybody says they need three or four more offensive linemen. Then they need seven or eight new offensive linemen to bring in and battle for those jobs. So I really look for them to be aggressive, and I look for them to be creative.
When you look at that offensive line, and you're right, we may need five depending upon the status of Mike Pouncey, new starters for opening day. Is there a number that's too much to get in free agency? Last year, you re-signed Hartline and receiving core. You went and got Wallace. You got Gibson. You got Keller. You plugged all that in. Can they actually go out there and sign four or five starter quality free agents and then use a draft as well? Or is that too many bodies to throw in the mix?
No, I think they can. I think conviction is important. And you're talking about, are they going to throw the big money out to one guy? I think if there's a conviction within the organization, if Hickey and Philbin are on the same page on one specific talented player in the prime of his career, I say go for it. And I believe they'll go for it. I know the Dolphins have salary cap room. I think it's important to have an anchor. As you know, Keith, mm-hmm. every successful offensive line has an anchor. It may be two guys that are anchors, mm-hmm. but right now, they need to find a tackle that can really anchor this team, that can protect the blind side of Tannehill. And if that comes by spending a lot of money in free agent, as long as the conviction is there, I have no problem with that at all.
Getting a chance to catch up with Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen. We've been talking about re-signing the Pro Bowl cornerback Brent Grimes, addressing the offensive line. I got one more for you, Andy, and that's okay. The big guys on the defensive side of the football, the two big free agents, Paul Soliai, Randy Starks. What does your gut tell you, one, both, or none?
My gut tells me one, but my gut doesn't tell me which one. you've got two quality players, and both still have a lot of good football left to them. I know deep down the Dolphins would like to keep both. I think it may very well come down to the fact that they have some depth on the defensive line and what they need on the offensive line. And I think the defensive line may have to pay a price for the needs of the offensive line. But right now my gut feeling is that they'll bring back one of the two. I would personally like to see them bring back both. I just don't know how they can maneuver that in the world of the salary cap.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough chore for Dennis Hickey and Joe Philbin, but you're right. You hope maybe you can get one or at least save one of those guys and put them back on that defensive front. Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen, thanks so much for your time, Andy. Hopefully we'll catch up with you real soon.
John, always a pleasure, buddy.